In this section, we have news on plans to build new houses and the earmarking of land for a special school, amongst other building-related stories. However, our first story is about a Norwich eye doctor being the first in the world to lead a virtual eye test using a 5G smartphone.
A Norwich doctor has become the first in the world to use this virtual eye test using 5G smartphone. A team of doctors, including Krishan Gunasekara, an ophthalmology registrar at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, carried out the telemedicine eye examination in London. It was live streamed to consultant ophthalmologist Ian Livingston from NHS Forth Valley at a conference in Edinburgh in 4K resolution. Mr. Gunasekara said advances in mobile phone technology would help revolutionise healthcare, and the development of a 5G network and high quality imaging would enable ophthalmologists to carry out more virtual clinics. It was made possible by the Attend Anywhere platform, which offers a high-quality video so the smallest details of disease can be spotted by any ophthalmologist who may be miles away. Mr. Gunasekara carried out the eye examination on Peter Thomas, consultant ophthalmologist and director of digital innovation at Moorfields Eye Hospital in Bedford. He said it's been amazing to utilise the full resolution of one of the latest smartphone cameras to perform remote eye exam. This will really be transformative to patient care. There's no doubt that this is just the start and this is the future. This is a very useful tool to establish what is going on and for getting a quick diagnosis and referral to the right treatment. Mr. Gunasekara previously helped develop an app at West Suffolk Hospital in Bury St Edmunds, enabling virtual diagnosis for patients arriving at A&E with an eye emergency. He is developing a similar initiative at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Keeping pace with these technological advancements means we can send and receive remarkably high definitive video referrals, which are particularly useful for relaying fine detail during a remote eye examination.
Lovell Partnerships Limited has been given permission to build 69 new homes on the edge of Newton St Faith, despite the scheme promising considerably lower than Broadlands' affordable housing requirements. In April, members of Broadlands' planning committee postponed its decision over the plans to call for further investigation into how financially viable the scheme was. The developers told the council it could only feasibly deliver the scheme with 7 affordable houses included. That's 10% of the overall development. Broadlands' requirements usually call for 33% of any development to be made available for social housing, unless developers can reasonably show the scheme would otherwise be unachievable. John Ward, chairing the committee, said he felt refusing the application would run the risk of the council missing out on social housing altogether. He said, "We would get the 10% on offer if this is approved, but if it is not, then we would get none." Members of the committee voted 7-4 in favour of approving the scheme. The plans will see 69 homes built on land behind Manor Road in the village. As part of the proposals, a single bungalow on the street stands to be demolished to provide vehicle access to the site. Work could begin before the end of the year, with the first households moving in around this time next year.
The green light has been given for Norfolk County Council to spend £1.2 million to buy a site on which to build a new special needs school. County councillors have agreed that the authority should buy a 6.4-acre site in Easton so the new school can be built there. County Hall has already negotiated terms with Easton and Otley College to buy the site east of Bauber Road, and the Conservative-controlled cabinet said that the purchase should go ahead. The Easton School would support 170 children with a range of special educational needs and would include an 18-place base for children with autism and learning difficulties. Greg Peck, the County Council's cabinet member for Commercial Services and Asset Management, said the spending, with an addition to the £120 million, which the council has already committed to spending on the new special needs schools.
In June, Tenants in the 36-bungalow Norwich City Council-owned Ryrie Court in Eton lost their battle to stop 5 two-storey houses from being built close to their homes. Tenants had urged the planning committee to turn down the plans, saying it could make the car park area, also owned by the City Council, dangerously busy. Given their regular visits from carers, health professionals and ambulances, they had hoped councillors would reject the plans for traffic reasons. Officers said traffic movements would be minimal and largely insignificant, and permission was approved. However, on a recommendation from Labour councillor Ian Stuteley, a condition was imposed that construction traffic should access the site via Eton Chase and not through the sheltered accommodation grounds. But the developers have now applied to the City Council for that condition to be removed so construction traffic can access through Ryrie Court's access road. A decision on whether to allow the condition to be removed will be made by Norwich City Council in due course.
A number of derelict buildings close to Norwich Railway Station have been earmarked for demolition by Network Rail. The buildings on Broadmoor Close, Carrow Road, near Carrow Road, have been vacant for a number of years, having previously served as accommodation for train crews. As the buildings are now redundant, Network Rail has lodged a bid with Norwich City Council to have them cleared, amid fears the area could become a prime target for vandals, squatters and arsonists. However, with an amount of asbestos existing on the site, contractors will need to be mindful should the demolition be given the go-ahead by the council. It is not clear at this stage how much it would cost to demolish the site. Martin Spencer, Media Relations Manager for the Network Rail in East Anglia, said that there were currently no concrete plans for the site's future use should the demolition of the buildings, which he said were a bit of an eyesore, be granted. Norwich City Council would determine the application in due course.
Pupils from two different schools in Norfolk who set up a business as part of the National Fiverr Challenge, run by Young Enterprise, have won awards at the Fiverr Challenge Awards. Team Brain Freeze from Coltishall Primary School won the Best Logo Award for their ice cream and refreshments business, and Team Flashbacks from Coleman Primary School in Norwich won the Best Sales Pitch Award. Pupils were given £5 and 4 weeks to set up a business and make as much profit as they could. The Fiverr programme gives pupils an opportunity to develop key employability skills and develop a better understanding of the connection between what they learn in school and how they can apply that learning in the world of work. This year, more than 38,000 budding entrepreneurs aged 5 to 11 years took part across the UK.